happy then, Gary. Plenty of endeavour this afternoon, but you end up with nothing for your efforts.
Yeah, look, it's a league. You have to be on top of your game from the outset, and definitely, as we talked about, you know, as a team, we have to be on our game in all aspects. And of course, then coupling the fact of playing against, you know, one of the strongest sides that. You know, the demand on them is to fight for promotion this season. Is you've got to be on that, and we weren't in the first half. I mean, a few too many mistakes that our own downfall in those circumstances where they allowed them to create chances. So you can't do that anyway. That's what I'm trying to say. But we did that too much in the first half. Second half, we were much better in terms of putting ourselves in the game and putting ourselves to the situations in and around their box. But you know, you can't. You have to be on your game from the very first minute. And we're the type of team that needs to do that. And we didn't do that in the first half.
Disappointed with the nature of the goal, because it's one long diagonal ball and then maybe standing off for some longer, and you can't really afford that.
Like I said, both aspects, defensively and offensively, we have to be on it. We have to be focused, and we have to be trying to do the right things and the right decisions. We made too many wrong decisions in that first half that allowed them to put pressure on us. But still, coming in at 1-0, you're still in the game. You know, that's what we talked about at half time. If we can put ourselves more in the game by doing the right things, the right decisions, you know, putting them to a situation to defend in and around their box, and we did that much better in the second half. But we need to take that as a lesson. You know, we need to make sure that, as I said before, it's the league demands it, but against these type of sides, away from home especially, you know, we have to be on our game from the outset.
I saw glimpses from the two debutants off the bench of what they're going to offer. And Omar was working his gut, wasn't he, out there, and Connor showed that he's got one or two tricks as well.
Yeah, and we're going to get better, and we're going to keep working, and you know, we've got a little bit more strength into the squad now, and in terms of option-wise, and you know, it's new guys. They're getting used to how we're working and understanding how the players. So that's always going to take time, you know. But we're in the very early stages of the season. We're competing well enough. The two games that we have, we've competed hard and we're fighting hard. That's without, you know, the commitment's clearly there. But I think it's going to be the case. We're going to have to learn lessons quickly and make sure that we correct them all the time. And like I said, we're the type of team in this league against these type of teams away from home. You have to be on your game from the start. You know, we weren't enough in that first half.
Your thoughts on the red card for Craig Gardner? Do you feel that was a fair decision?
It didn't look like it to me. He had a good view of it. Definitely a yellow, but I think it was an honest attempt for the ball. There was no malice in it. Of course, the reaction and all those things. I think the ref was the other side of it, so he couldn't see the front on where I could see it. And he gave the decision. And that, of course, then, you know, you're just thinking getting to the last 10 minutes and you're still, you know, in the game with that result. But then, of course, that makes it a little bit more difficult in those last, you know, few minutes of the game.
Will you look into an appeal for that, against that one?
Yeah, I'll have a good look at it. Like I said, my initial reaction, I'm looking straight at it. It wasn't a red for me, but we'll have a good look at it and see what we do.